We need to talk.
Yeah, we do. We have one or two things to talk about. Graham, welcome.
Good morning.
Guy, welcome.
Hello.
Okay, Graham, to start with, I know that the frenzy after these things happen is sack everyone and find a scapegoat and all of that kind of stuff. To me, it looks from New Zealand football's perspective, and when you read the rules and regulations, the top thing it says in the FIFA things is this thing about nationality, residential nationality, right? It seems to me that if they've made an administrative error, it's an innocent administrative error, but they have made one. Do you read that?
Yeah, that's pretty much how I see it. And you do actually wonder, in all football games that are played around the world, the international games, how many people would fall into that category? You know, because there is a lot of moving around countries these days. And
you're
like
right. Especially with the European thing and the amount of passports that people have and what do you represent. And also, yeah. Guy, I just get the feeling that something untoward has gone on here. Like, I just don't, I don't believe that Vanuatu have scoured the rules and found this themselves. They've been handed this.
Yeah, that's exactly what I think too. There's got to be something more to this. Someone in one of the organisations has for some reason, wanted to get at New Zealand football and has somehow found this out and given it straight to the Vanuatu guys and said, take this to the OFC and you'll get in the final.
See, Graham, to me, this is one of those things that surely that, you know, if you found this out in your own business, now, I mean, you know, do you actually, you know, do you use the information to King Castle a team, or is it one of those things where you knock on somebody's door and say, hey, guys, did you know this was actually going on? Because he's already played under-20s in All Whites.
Yeah, it's a tough one, isn't it? And it is certainly fertile ground for conspiracy theories. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, everyone's sort of looking over at Switzerland and wondering if Big Bad Set's involved in this somewhere. I don't know. I mean, I suppose if you do get handed something like that and you do increase your chances of going to something like an Olympic Games, you kind of would move on it, wouldn't you?
Well, you know, I can understand rules are rules and all of that kind of bollocks, but it just seems like I'm gutted, Guy, for the players, the parents, you know, the kids, the coaches, all of this kind of stuff.
Yeah, but absolutely. But at the same time, it's against the rules. So,
okay.
They, you know, I've got no issue with Vanuatu. They might have come with this information, you know, in the wrong way or whatever. But I've got no issue with them saying, hang on a minute, you guys have effectively cheated.
Okay.
We should be there instead,
all
shouldn't
right.
we?
Here's the question then, people. 0800 825 5577. Graham, I'll put it to you. I want an honest answer. I want an honest answer from you too, Guy. Who do we lose to, Graham, in the under-20s recently in the World Cup?
Who did we lose to?
Yeah, in the quarterfinals, or round of 16 or whatever. Portugal, right?
Sorry, I had a bit of a blank there.
Okay, well, look, what my question is say after that game, somebody comes to New Zealand football and says, oh, look, they've got a player who's ineligible. How would you feel as a New Zealand football fan to go to them and get them disqualified? I would say, no, don't do it. It's dishonourable.
No, yeah, absolutely. It'll get us through to the quarterfinal.
No way, mate. Really? That's a Tottenham. That's a kind of loser speak I expect from North London.
No,
and you're a Crusader loser as well, so Guy, you'd endorse it too.
I'd do exactly the same thing.
Sods, both of you sods.
So would you.
Okay, all right, I'm just trying to play the devil's advocate.
We need to talk.
Stop being my conscience. Warriors, Guy, was that amazingly impressive?
Wasn't it, though? I was sitting there at home watching it with my flatmate, and we actually both put a little bit of money on the Melbourne Storm.
And at
that
what
came
stage?
Back to, at the start.
Okay.
And that came back to very much bite us in the ass. But no, it was a very, very impressive performance. And a performance that was much needed, really, because this team has put in good performances throughout the season, but it's never really backed them up. And they needed to do that this week. And
against the quality
exactly,
side
exactly.
as well.
Yeah.
That Nathan Friend, Brian O'Driscoll move will go down in folklore, Graham.
That was quite something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Nadia Friend, yeah, no, and then to follow it up, you know, for it to lead to a try,
yeah.
and a significant part of the game was good. Right, to say that game yesterday was way better than anything State of Origin's offered recently, isn't it?
Yeah, look,
I know you probably can't compare them and that sort of stuff.
No, you can't, but look,
that was a good game.
It was a brilliant game, plus also, you know, this is what I like about the NRL, is the way that they make adjustments to their own laws. To bring in that corner flag thing where you can score a try. It is the most brilliant changing of a rule, is it not?
Well, I think we saw not only in that game, but then I watched the Cronulla Dragons game afterwards, and there were two instances in that where, you know, they took out the corner flag, but because they weren't touching the ground, it didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fantastic. You just see so much more acrobatic play.
Yeah, spectacular. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That
lot.
I mean, how did the strength, Graham, for him to dot that down?
Yeah, fantastic. But I'm sure the guy will tell you that they don't use the TMO enough.
there is nothing more in sport at the moment that drives me nuts there were four times yesterday, the first four tries of that game, which were so obvious to call, and they went upstairs for every single one of them.
That's because people like you are going to stick a huge red hot poker up his backside if he gets it wrong, mate.
No, it's because they need to give KFC time on their to give their sponsorship a run.
Here we go, conspiracy theories abound. I actually don't think you're wrong, guys. I really don't. I actually think there's they have a duty to play it a certain amount of times a game. They must have.
We need to talk.
Finally, Graham, at least the DRS and Gaffney's doing a hell of a job as far as the Ashes go. But, I mean, I know that we don't normally applaud England winning, but was that glorious or what?
It was fantastic.
It was fantastic.
They really ground them into it. And, I mean, you know, you couldn't write the script that Hatton would drop Root on Norton and get 134. You know, possibly a series winning innings. It's just brilliant, wasn't it?
Yeah, and look, you know, as Matt Gunn said this morning, I mean, you let a Root go, mate, and it never comes back. And I've told that to the kids as well, Guy. I've said three things. Read her diary. Guy driving a red sports car's got a small whizzer. And also, they never come back.
The best thing, I'm just going to sidestep that comment for a minute. The best thing about that whole test for me was that Shane Watson got into the 30s, given out LBW, then reviewed it.
I know.
And it was blatantly wrong. I thought that was superb.
I tell you what, I haven't seen a guy move shuffling across in front of the crease since Flem used to do it, Graham.
Yeah, there's something about Shane Watson and this year, isn't there? And I mean, he actually had a point on one of them. It was a bit dodgy, you know, it was one of those umpires' calls, it was just nicking. But you know that when he gets hit on the pad, he's going to get given out, and you know he's going to review it, and you know he's going to lose his review.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
29 times to be given out, LBW.
Yeah, 39.
It's a bit sad in a strange way that he played his last test match.
89.
It's full-on entertainment.
Yeah, look, and I hope that they pick his big fat butt for the next one as well. They're in trouble, Australia, mate. They've got no Mitchell Starc bowling.
Yeah, well,
and you know Clark. I mean, he's got an iron rod for a spine, isn't he?
He's all class.
All right, gentlemen, thank you so much. We've got issues.
We need to talk.
Guy Havelt with us from the newsroom. Graham Beasley from the Sports Freak website.